is in Colombia. I talked to
her. You have a girl called Nicola in Colombia?
Yeah. Nicola, I don't know how to pronounce
it. So, is this like a dating website where you talk to Colombian girls who want passports and and to live in a country that doesn't suck?
No, it's like...
You put your seatbelt down?
It's like, there's this app, Couchsurfing.
Oh.
Like you're looking for a couch. So I asked to stay in her couch, but she's like, I have relatives in my house. I can't let you stay in my couch. But she can show me around, though.
It's hard to, like, finger her on the couch when, like, her aunt is, like, watching soaps. So, Mohammed, you just got back from...
Mexico. Yeah.
And that was your spring break fuckcation. And now that summer happens, now you're gonna go try to fuck girls in Colombia, like, every...
Look, I'm not trying to fuck girls in Colombia. I'm just trying to enjoy the nature, see the world.
Oh.
Explore, you know, like Columbus, Christopher Columbus.
Uh-huh.
He went out and he explored the world.
I thought he stole a bunch of Indians for sex and slavery.
It's that, and he also wanted to explore.
So what do you think about them taking down the statue at Lee Circle, Robert E. Lee, and then this guy, he got taken down right here?
Yeah, I just saw this today.
Jefferson?
They were, like, contesting and stuff.
Jeff Davis?
The last few months.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Confederate monuments are flaring tensions in the Big Easy. Hundreds of protesters squared off in New Orleans this weekend over the removal of statues honoring the likes of Confederate President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. The removal project started in April. The city council voted to remove the statues back in 2015, but action was stalled by a lengthy legal battle that ended in early March. While the removal has been championed by Mayor Mitch Landrieu, private funds are being used for the project. Members of the activist organization Take 'Em Down NOLA say the memorials, quote, only serve as constant reminders of the past and present domination of black people by the rich white ruling class. Defenders of the statues say they honor Southern heritage and history. The New Orleans Police Department says threats have been made on the contractors hired to remove the monuments. The plan is to keep the statues in storage before they're placed in a museum.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Who do you think should be on the top of Lee Circle? You know,
Mohammed from Dubai, obviously. Oh, yeah? Obviously.
And he just is going, smell my finger, and there's like a little stink line that coming off your finger, and that's the statue. And it just like has all the information. Or the dates of your sex tour in Mexico and the dates of your sex tour in Colombia. You're a pioneer.
What's a pioneer?
An explorer.
I like to think of myself this way.
So how was your grades? We're in summer break. How are your grades, bud?
Well, my grades this semester actually was one of the toughest semesters. So I'm kind of like going low on my GPA. But that's not going to stop me from seeing the world.
You didn't get kicked out yet? You still have another year?
I still have 3 more years.
3 more years?
Motherfucker. What do you mean kicked out? I'm not gonna get kicked out.
I don't know.
I'm trying to...
Seems like you're doing like pickup artists, like your night class are with the pickup artists and not really with naval architecture at all.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's a good point. But real good point.
The women will not throw themselves for you. You know, you have to like learn the art and manipulation that goes on between that.
So why did you go for this girl, Nikolai? And why is she on couchsurf.com if you can't even stay with her?
Well, she's like, the date you asked for, my family is coming and visit.
Oh, it's a scheduling thing?
Yeah, you gotta schedule. I'm all about the appointments.
Yeah.
But still, I don't really care about her family or anything. Like, I'm gonna go there anyway, you know? And we're gonna, like, I already, like, made plans with her to go to see the river, to go to see the...
Oh, wow. Does she have big old boobers on her profile picture? Is that why you're, like, really into this Nicola girl?
Well, obviously, when you go to Colombia, what do you expect? But see, I don't know the thing about Colombian girls. I don't know if they're, like, Americans or not. Because, you know, fucking Americans, they're fucking whores. They don't care. She's like, put it in any hole. I love dick.
Yeah.
But like Colombians, I don't know if that's gonna work.
Well, I think you're just talking about Tulane girls there.
What? What about Tulingos?
Well, they're on Whippets, you know, whatever. They're just there for some, like, college D, you know what I mean? Probably go through, like, a pack of D's, like, every, like, other week. Dude, 12-pack.
I saw this guy today in my building. He saw me moving out. He's like, why are you moving out? This is a very good place to live. I'm like, it's too expensive, you know? You can't, like, just... I'm living by myself in a studio, 1200.
Yeah.
That's not easy, you know?
Are you moving back to privateer?
I'm planning to move to the dorms. It's either that or either I get a house.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should move in the dorms, man. But, I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, don't you want to be where the orgies are going down? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like if there's all girls on your floor, you just like go come to, you know, 712, lady. You know.
Good point.
Room. It's the same building, 712. Come in here, there's going to be plenty of D for you. You know what I'm saying? When you make them commute, you know, like if you're on UNO campus and you're like, oh, yeah, you want to come back to my place? They're like, where are we going? Oh, get in my car. It's like, wait a minute. I don't want to get kidnapped, you know?
Well, it's easy to say that, but like, I think you forgot something. I have like a huge fucking TV and a big ass bed that it's not gonna fit in that. Dude, my fucking bed is bigger than the dorm rooms. Are you serious?
I think you have the best situation privateer place. You know, you look right at the pool. There's always like every morning there's like four German girls like sunbathing topless. Well, I'm just doing some sunbathing. And I'm putting my little pussy, making sure that it gets all red and hot for later. You know what I mean? Right. You got a perfect view of the pool. And then you fucking move, you moron.
You got a solid point here.
You got a jackpot.
But dude, like fucking privateer place, it's fucking ratchet as fuck. You know, like people from the hood, people from all around the fucking New Orleans, from the south, from the east, you know. You don't trust yourself with these people. You don't stay near these people.
Well, you would have parties with all the free booze, and then when you would try to have sex with a girl and you would lock the door, then a bunch of fucking idiot moochers are like, well, the free booze is in there, let me just kick the fuck. Some asshole kicked your door in because you had a party and then you cut someone off from free booze and then they kicked your door back in. Fucking animal. You're like, I'm trying to finger somebody. Stupid.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you live in a privateer place.
Yeah. I think the dorms have thicker doors. They're, like, made out of metal instead of, like, shitty wood, you know? So you're going to be in Colombia for 2 months?
2 months, yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, it was 1 month, but then I thought about it, and I was like, well, what the heck? Let me stay for another month and come back and hang out with Eric.
Right, right. So you're going to Colorado with me when I drive? Are you going to keep going to Los Angeles or just Colorado and drive back?
I think I'm going to see what flights I get. But probably Los Angeles because I want to go there anyway. L.A. You know, it's like you finger a bunch of Colombian girls, come back to L.A., get your dick sucked.
Yeah, by the pool. You want to go to, like, the Chateau Marmont, get a balcony thing, get some cigars, just wear a robe with your nuts hanging out, or go by the pool, let your, like, nuts soak up in the pool, then all of a sudden all these models just start swimming towards it.
See, that's the thing. I have a question, Eric.
Like fish to a worm? What?
See, I just got this bag today. It was a gift.
Yeah?
Who do you think this bag was a gift from? Who do you think would give me a bag?
I don't know, some girl?
How about the bank?
What?
Stacks, bro. Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't know, should I like have them with me all time in Colombia or should I get a bank or something? And I don't know if it's gonna be safe there.
Yeah. So for those, we're doing a podcast here. Muhammad just showed me like $8,000 in a goddamn thing. Just his fucking blowjob money.
Accusations.
Do you know how jealous of you I am? Driving you to the airport, you know, you're about to just get balls deep in Colombian girls for like 2 months. You're like, well, actually, I have a big problem. I have $8,000, you know?
Actually, I'm not just targeting Colombian girls. I'm also targeting girls from Ecuador, Bolivia, and Brazil. I might go to Brazil if I had time.
Yeah? Mm. Why are you targeting those girls, Bolivian girls?
In Bolivia, I just want to go to see the nature, but, you know, as if I was there, like, why not? What the heck?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think that those girls are poor? So if you just get them, like, a bowl of rice, like, plain rice, then that's, like...
Well, actually, that was kind of my plan in Colombia, you know? I would go there, find a girl on the street, invite her for dinner, then, you know, fuck her in my bed.
Pretty Woman style.
Hmm.
She's like, oh my god, this guy, he's a foreigner, he's from so many countries. Are they all Spanish? They speak Spanish, Portuguese?
I'm learning Spanish. Actually, I'm going there to study in a Spanish course.
Oh, yeah?
In Colombia, Tucson, Spanish school.
Do you think that your, like, pickup artist training will...
Most definitely.
So what is the, like... If you were going to tell people, like, the number one thing that you learned from the pickup artist and how to... What do you learn? Is it all, like, a power game?
Right. Uh-huh. So what I ended up doing is traveling city to city, country to country, teaching scores of men the elegant art of the cold approach pickup. It is a very, very beautiful art form.
What is the biggest mistake that men make as far as trying to attract a woman?
I think that they telegraph interest far too quickly, too soon, too fast. They go into a group of people. Women of beauty are rarely alone. They're usually in a group, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. with guys in them. So if you go up and think that you're really picking her up all by her onesie, right? It's not really going to happen that way, because her friends will feel alienated unless you disqualify yourself from being considered a potential suitor to your target and befriend everybody. Otherwise, they're all going to get weirded out, and that's the last thing you want anyone to feel.
I see. Fair? I see. All right, so you attack the group first.
Yeah.
And then you go in.
Do you
for
hurt
the
them? Is it like a herding? Do you circle them?
Where there's...
the perimeter?
Where there's a problem, her friends are there. There's an opportunity. Aha, her friends are there. I can get peer approval. That way, if I can't take her home that night, and, you know, which if she's going
I can't
to be
imagine
a quality
that
mate.
Happening. Yeah.
Thanks.
Is that the goal, though? What is the goal? The pickup, I mean, forgive me, because I mean, I know.
Every student has their own goal. My job is just to get them in the door, you know, to start things off.
You know, they need to know something. All girls want dick. That's a definite thing. Like, you can't be like, oh, this girl, no, man, maybe she's not looking for anything. No, deep down, they're horny as fuck.
Right.
Deep down, they want to suck dick. They know it.
And so, how do you get that?
Well, you know, you just have to sweet talk her, you know. Tell her how beautiful she is. Make her feel special.
Then, just all psychology.
Psychology, yeah. Make her think that you care, even if you didn't. That's
wow.
A very good point. Like, you gotta listen. Because if you don't, then...
So are you gonna have that wad of $8,000, like, bulging out, like stuff your pants with it, so it makes you... You know, and then she's like, oh my god, let me get this dick. And she starts taking your pants off and all the money falls out. But she's like, oh, that's even better. A little psychological game.
You know, today I was in the bank. And she was like, how many $1 bills do you want? I was like, how many strip clubs they got in Colombia? She's like, boy, don't be spending your money on strip clubs. You know?
Yeah, you're like, I'm 20. What the fuck do you think is going to happen, stupid? Oh, my God.
And actually, like, I have this, the main reason I'm going to Colombia because I used to watch this television show.
Yeah.
This girl in Colombia, her name is Dana Garcia. Dude, this girl is a fucking princess. Like, she's the girl of your dreams.
Yeah.
And there's, like, also her two sisters in the TV show.
Es un hombre bien machote que se muere por mí.
Tú siempre pensando en lo mismo.
Por ahora tendrás que conformarte con Leandro.
En la hacienda de los Elizondo se vivía una aparente felicidad.
Yeah.
Like,
so you just like that Colombian look.
Yeah.
I remember you were saying that when we went to the fucking the seminar. And they're like, oh yeah, you can date a girl in Colombia, and then we do tours there too. And you're like, that's my number one place.
You know, I already like texted them, like the girls from the TV show on Instagram. I hope they answer.
Whoa.
I went to Google Translator, typed in English,
yeah.
Translated all to Spanish, sent her a private message.
Wow.
With a bird picture, you know, like a parrot picture. like a white parrot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a curious parrot picture.
Oh.
You know, with all the things. I hope it works. I've never tried it before.
Like, ooh, I'm real curious about this Dana Garcia pussy. So curious. Well, what would you do if she just was like, Mohammed, I'm Dana Garcia. You know me from my TV show. Here are my sisters. We're having a naked pool party. And our relatives are actually out of town, so you can sleep on our couch, too.
I'm about that. Yeah, I'm gonna smash those booties. I'm telling you, Eric, all my life I've been prepared for this moment. All my life. But I haven't jerked off in like a fucking week, you know? I'm saving all the energy I need.
Yeah?
To fucking go to Colombia and like... deep balls, as you said.
Yeah. And also, like, if you're making love, you know, and then there's a fire, like, you can, like, put it out with your ejaculate, you know? It's, like, raging.
So
you're all backed up.
So here's the thing. In Tinder, in my Tinder account, you know,
yeah.
I was, like, I went to Dolphin Island. Did you know about that?
Dolphin Island.
Yeah, it's in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went there with a family, my friend's family.
Yeah.
They were like, well, American. And we were like talking with this guy, you know. And I was like, we were like talking and shit. And he said something really funny, and I put it as my Tinder bio. You know, it's like, I'll eat your cat from the back and make your asshole clap. Okay?
Whoa, that's a bold statement.
I put that on my bio. Dude, I fucking get shit ton of matches. You have no idea. I'm like, like, before I had, like, Muhammad from Dubai, I get, like, a few matches. But now, like, every single time I swipe, you know, the fucking horny girls.
Right.
Fucking horny.
They're like, this guy is speaking my language. He's not going to take any of my bullshit. He's not going to listen to any of my fucking stories. He's going to push my face down into my fucking pillow. He's going to eat my fucking booty from behind.
Get the cat from behind, not the booty. If she was clean enough.
But it's like, yeah, some girls like a guy who takes charge. You know?
Yes, sir.
So why were you in Dolphin Island? Are there dolphins there? Were you riding dolphins?
Dude, I was like on my jet ski ride, okay, and I was riding with my friend's mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we were like riding, and I went far away to the Pelican Island. Like, there was like a small island for pelicans. And then, you know, I got stuck because, you know, you can't see the sand under the water. Because it's, I don't know, you can't see the sand, and it's like small space.
So you ran ashore?
Yeah. And like the jet ski stopped, and it kept like blowing smoke in the back. I was like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to come back. You know, it's like fucking 10, 15 minutes by jet ski ride from the place that I start with. And I'm like in the middle of the fucking ocean under the bridge.
Right.
You know? And then I suddenly like, so I was like pushing the jet ski with my hands and moving in the water. You know, and I saw like these two things coming out under the water, you know.
Oh, little fins?
Yeah, and then I was like, no way, that's fucking sharks, you know, I'm dying. I need to get this shit to work, or, you know.
Yeah, some shark is gonna jump off the top.
And, you know, I was like trying, and it worked, and I went away. And then I was like, fuck, wait. I'm going to Colombia for 2 months by myself to eat pussy, and I'm afraid of sharks, you know.
Right.
Like, and then I went back, and I was like, you know, going around the sharks.
Oh, okay.
Trying to see what's under there, you know. Like, not stopping in my place, but, like, trying to see. And then suddenly, you know, I just realized there were, like, dolphins, you know, jumping out of the water.
Oh, yeah?
It was the most beautiful thing ever, wow. You know, seeing dolphins in the wild.
Yeah, you're going to be in Colombia for 2 months. You should have just jumped in there and just, like licked the dolphin's pussy. You know what I mean? Just, like, hardcore. Get real experience.
Yeah. I'm planning to go to the countryside, you know, ride horses.
Alright, so we're gonna cash your fucking check.
Yeah, but like, you know, I could have deposited. I'm so fucking lazy. I could have got $250 extras.
When you have, like, you could have got $250 more dollars, but you didn't get it on time. When your bank's full of money and you know you're full of cum, you know, and you're getting ready for a Colombia vacation, it's hard to like keep your mind straight on just like normal shit.
Dude, I wasn't even going to deposit the check. I almost forgot about it. But thank you.
No problem.
You're a good guy.
Hey. Well, it's not every day I talk to somebody who's about to go get their dick sucked for 2 months in a foreign country.
When you put it that way.
So, what do you think? Do you think, what if you meet Nicola and her whole family, and they love you so much they don't care if you're like sucking her titties on the couch even though grandma's in town. You know, like, would you marry a Colombian girl on this vacation? What if you fell in love, Mohammed, and settled down?
Well, with me, you never know.
Right.
I'm an unexpectable guy.
You're an international man of mystery.
But I don't think I would get married. Like, I might make babies in Colombia, but I'm not getting married.
How? Yeah, that's a good question. So what happens if you get a girl pregnant, you know? Which is very likely. You're probably not going to be wearing condoms.
Well, I brought two just in case.
But two for one for each month?
Yeah, like...
You haven't jerked off in a week. You know how much cum you have right now?
There's this one that I have from last week. And another one that I have is glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, okay, that's handy.
Yeah.
So if you can't find your dick later on, it'll be all lit up.
Dude, I'm talking. I'm talking about five hoes pulling up in my apartment.
Whoa.
Going deep inside each one of them. Dude, I'm going to have a lesbian show. I'm going to have all the fetishes and the fantasies.
Yeah. You should go to the woods and, like, go to a donkey show where they just, like, a Colombian lady shows up on a little motorcycle. She's smoking a cigar. You know, she throws a cigar into the woods, and then she just starts fisting the donkey's asshole. You know what I mean? And then it's a nice little fucking donkey hog comes out.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And then they put, like, hula hoops on it.
I'm not into that.
Well, I'm just saying you should do what they do with the culture.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to do what I'm going to have to do. Wait,
if you want to see nature.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call.
All right, well, we're almost at the airport. So there's a lot of jungles in Colombia. I'm sure there's like some weird rice dishes. So, but what happens if you, bang some girl out, you fill her up with twins? Are you just gonna be like, bye, get on a plane? It's hard to collect child support from you if you're in the States.
Dude, if I made twins, my cock would be like a magical cock, you know?
Well, you haven't jerked off for a week, so what do you think's gonna happen?
Well, I mean, but still, I can't take responsibility now. I might take responsibility after I graduate from university.
Oh, okay. So you'll let her raise it for, like, the first 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see harm in that. You know, he's gonna learn Spanish. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have a lot of mamacitas there in Colombia waiting for him when he grow up. Be like his father.
You're just like Johnny Appleseed.
What the fuck is Johnny Appleseed?
Johnny Appleseed, he went all across America. He ate apples and put the pits, the little seeds, and he grew apples. Apple trees.
What the?
As he walked across America. That's like you with babies. Like Colombian babies. Like everywhere you go, there's just more Mohammeds popping up everywhere.
More Mohammeds popping up.
Yeah. You know, and then they go traveling. All your little Mohammeds go traveling. And then they fuck Argentina's bitches in the face. And Bolivian bitches in the face. And make more babies. And then they, you know what I mean?
I mean, if that's what they have to do. I mean, they're men like that, you know.
Yeah.
We have needs.
They just conquer different countries. Yeah, I think what you're doing is responsible. You just show up with hooker money and then leave.
No, but like seriously, when I go there from the beginning, I'm gonna try to stay away from hooker. I'm gonna give it like a week or two.
You're gonna try to stay away from what?
Hookers. Like I'm gonna give it a week or two.
Oh, okay.
See how it goes. Because you know I'm not going there to fuck hookers. I'm going there to fuck beautiful Colombian girls. You know?
Right. After you're trying to you know use your romance skills.
Yeah, I want to win their hearts. Not pay them.
Win their hearts and then grab their boobies. That's a different order of operations for you. Mostly you just grab first.
I'm gonna have to stay in Florida tonight because my flight is in the morning.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna have to stay.
You're flying out
Miami.
Of Miami.
Yeah. So, what do you think I should do in Miami tonight, Tuesday? I got a fake ID. I'm 23.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you got a fake ID, I mean, that's like the cocaine capital of the world. Miami, you know, was built, the whole city was built from cocaine money.
Are you serious?
There's a movie called Cocaine Cowboys that talks about that.
Oh.
There was, like, at one time, there was, like, two banks at, on every single corner because there was so much cocaine money coming through that they needed the banks to clean up the money. You know what I mean?
Fuck. Holy shit.
There was, like, two banks on every corner. And all the, you know, the banks got rich, and then the banks started building skyscrapers. Mm. The whole city was from coke money, bro.
I didn't know that.
What airline fucking right.
Spirit Airlines. I just lost the...
I know. Thrown the cap of your bottle in my fucking car. Like an animal.
I mean, it's not gonna harm anyone.
Well, it's probably hard to, like, screw the cap back on your bottle when you're, like, just so full of cum, you know? Your hands are all shaky. Was it hard to save up your juice?
You have no idea. Like, trust me, getting high and not jerking off.
Right.
That's the worst thing ever. Like, till I managed to get enough sleep.
It's almost like you're walking around like your pants are wet. You know, you have like a white stance.
Do it. Like,
it's all this fucking gallons of juice is swinging.
You need to hear this. Like, when I was in Dolphin Island, I was like walking on the beach, you know, and they're like all milfy kind of girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it was butterfaces, a lot of butterfaces, you know. They have like sexy bodies, but still, butterface. It's Alabama, you know. And, you know, I was like walking on the beach. You know, enjoying my sunset time. And suddenly, like, I got a fucking huge boner in the beach and, like, my pants, you know. I can't hide it. And I'm, like, walking in girls' faces with my fucking boner. I felt like, wait, do girls have the same thing? Sometimes they have camel toes, you know.
Call me when you get back and we'll drive to fucking California.
Definitely.
Bye-bye. I'm up to that. All right, later, son.